Uh-oh. Oh, the phone's ringing. Who could it possibly be? I think it's our friend Jason Ritter. Hello, Jason.
Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you very much.
What did you do? What did you do?
What did I do? I hung around. A couple days ago, I went bowling with some friends of mine and just kept it low-key this year.
Low-key. All right. I like low-key birthdays.
It's been a while since we've seen you. I mean, we wanted you to stop in and hang out with us, but obviously you're on the phone.
So he's busy.
Next time. Yeah, you're so busy doing all this stuff. You still on Parenthood?
Next time, I would love to come in. I miss you guys. It's been a while.
Are you still on Parenthood?
Oh, yes, I am. Well, no, that's not true. I just lied to you. That was the first lie I'll tell this morning.
Oh, the first lie. So you're planning on lying to us. Oh, all right.
Yeah. No, I for the most part, I am not on Parenthood, but I am coming back for an episode. My arc ended last season, but they are bringing me back, which I am very excited about.
What else are you working on? You working on any other projects?
I got a handful of independent movies that are coming out and going to festivals and things like that. And there's a show that I did last season called Us and Them with Alexis Bledel that'll start airing on Fox pretty soon. And other than that, just back to the drawing board. And like this last couple of months have been, we've been pretty focused on this event on Saturday.
Yes, Jason Ritter's on the phone with us. He is chairing Freeze HD, a benefit to fight Huntington's disease, and it's this Saturday at Max Sennett Studios in L.A.
Anybody can go to this?
Anybody can go to this. Yeah, it's you basically just go online, buy tickets, and
how'd you get associated with Huntington's disease? Because I have a friend who has Huntington's disease. Yeah, it's a really awful disease. It's very slow deterioration. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's awful, and I mean, you know, it's been interesting to sort of be talking about it with people because it is a pretty rare disease, but I've been surprised to see how much it actually, you know, people know someone or, you know, people have heard of it. Because when I first met Mariana, I had never heard of this disease ever before, maybe in a, you know, blip in a biology class on genetics or something like that. But yeah, it's really awful. It sort of attacks your mind and your body. And
does it affect, Jason, does it affect anybody, all ages, all ethnicities?
No, it one of the reasons that not a lot of people have heard about it is because it runs in families.
Okay.
So if your parent has it, you have a 50% chance of inheriting it. If you don't inherit the disease, you can't pass it on to any of your offspring. Your entire branch of your family is fine.
So but in Mariana's case, either her mother or father has it.
Her father has it. So
okay.
Yeah. So and you know, a lot of people, because there's no cure yet and there's no preventative measures that you can do if you have it, a lot of people decide not to get tested and find out what the, you know, whether or not you have the disease, cuz there's nothing really you can do about it. But a lot of people just want to know one way or the other, like Mariana. So last year she got tested and they made this documentary about it, and so we're also showing that at the event. But in the meantime, we have, you know, all these like Moby is coming, and Simon Helberg and Bryce Howard, and we're all just going to be there trying to raise awareness, and also, you know, there's an open bar.
I did see that here. Well, hell, I'm there.
The Freeze HD event will feature an event of music and dancing as well as an open bar. We'll be there.
Yes.
That's all it really takes for the Heidi and Frank show.
No,
exactly.
For the
stop at open bar.
Huntington's disease, it's a degenerative brain disorder. It says it's the worst qualities of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease mixed together.
Oh,
so this
God.
Is this the worst disease of all?
Yeah, it's really awful. And you know, and it, so even though, you know, each child has a 50% chance of inheriting it, it'll really just blow through families. And you know, Mariana's father was one of four siblings, and out of the four siblings, three of them had the gene. And so all of their children, you know, including Mariana, were at risk. And then, you know, his sister, who didn't have the gene, all of her family is fine. They have no chance of passing it on or developing it later. So And they've because they've made so many advances, they know how to, like, now, you know, you can have a child in vitro where the embryo gets tested for the, you know, like at the inception of.
But then what do you do?
Well, then you take the you know, they fertilize a bunch of eggs, and then the egg that they test,
they can do genetic testing,
and they say this one doesn't have the gene, so they and then they put that in your body.
Oh,
so
okay.
You know that you're giving birth to a child who can't pass the gene on.
And you're saying, Jason,
whittling away at it, but
there's nothing. Okay, no, nothing preventative. And then with in Mariana's case, you there's no medicine that she can take to, like, slow things down.
Well, there's no there is a drug that you can take to help with symptoms.
Okay,
and things like
it's called
that,
Captain Morgan.
Yeah, a little
that's what my buddy drinks all the time. He's my buddy with Huntington's disease. He drinks Captain Morgan.
And just says,
yeah, that's I think that's a common way of self medicating.
Just relax.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, like you said, because it's such a rare disease, it probably doesn't get the spotlight enough. I mean, you get, like, you know, the whole
exactly.
breast cancer awareness month, and we're going to wear ribbons, but the Huntington's disease, because it's hereditary and it's so rare anyway, that it doesn't get a lot of attention. So Jason Ritter helping out with this, because this friend of his, Mariana Polka, has now been diagnosed, and they're looking to raise money. So you can get tickets to this event that's going to be this Saturday at the Max Sennett Studios in L.A., hdsa.org/freeze, and go out there, except music, dancing, open bar, good times.
Moby?
Moby.
That's
awesome.
Moby. So we got some incredible, like, silent auction things to buy. It's going to be a fun time.
Well, Jason, next time you're around in town, we'll just stop in and hang out with us, okay?
I would love that. I would love that.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Take
Jason.
Take care, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jason Ritter, John Ritter's boy.
Yep.
Great actor.
Great
Seriously.
Actor.
My
looks exactly like his daddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I loved his dad as an actor, too.
Mm-hmm. That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.